If you've been to downtown Oklahoma City in the past year, you've probably had to weave your way around concrete barriers, dodge a few traffic cones, or even been yelled at by your GPS due to the significant amount of construction at the base of those tall office buildings. A lot of that work is part of Oklahoma City's Project 180, and here to talk about how that's affecting the business community is the Journal Record's editor-in-chief, Ted Struley. He's with us each Friday for the Business Intelligence Report. Ted, this project is almost finished, but it has taken a toll on merchants in that area, as your newspaper's Brian Bruce reported this week.
Well, Brian, the money for Project 180 came largely from tax increment financing from a TIF district on the construction downtown of the Devon Tower. Work on Project 180 started in 2010, and it was supposed to be finished by early 2014, but the project ran into some unanticipated problems along the way. But the current work is affecting a key thoroughfare to Bricktown. Bricktown Association Manager Mallory O'Neill told us that, you know, retailers really are being pretty stoic at this point, and that matches what we found when we interviewed some of those business owners. The small candy and cupcake shop, Pink Kitzel, is right at the heart of the current part of the project, and they've put up as many signs as they can to let customers know they're still open. Pink Kitzel's owner, Jonathan Jantz, told us that the barricades present a challenge for him, but he finds it hard to speak ill of the project because he thinks the results throughout downtown are really going to be worth the inconvenience. Barry Smith over at the Henry Hudson's in Bricktown told us that he's had to give hotel guests directions to the pub to help them successfully navigate the roadwork, but he also thinks that by the time the project's finished, the inconvenience will have been worth it.
I want to move a little bit further south geographically to the banks of the Oklahoma River to talk about another economic development story. This week, the Oklahoma City County Health Department asked the City Council to help develop a health center at Southwest 10th Street and Walker. Give me some of the background here on this request that the City Council did end up approving unanimously.
This project is sort of unnamed at the moment. They're just calling it the Riverside Development, and the property in question runs between the Oklahoma River and Interstate 40 and then from Shields Boulevard to Western Avenue. And what's there now is just a patchwork of older residences, industrial sites, and there's a lot of vacant land. The only other proposal to come down the pike for developing this area was one that Neighborhood Services Organization put forth about 2 years ago. This project calls for 12,500 square feet of mixed-use offices, clinical services, and some community recreation space.
One of the things I found interesting about this project is that the zip code where this site is located, 73109, actually has some of the worst health indicators in Oklahoma City.
Well, it does, and that's one of the reasons the health department is so interested in this particular pocket. In addition to the clinical services, they're going to be doing some non-clinical things like walking trails that will be adjacent to the new MAPS 3 Central Park. They'll be doing some smoking cessation programs, prenatal care, diabetes prevention, things like that. And they're going to be partnering with several other organizations that cater to disadvantaged and lower-income demographics, such as the Regional Food Bank, OU Physicians, and the Latino Development Community Agency, which is talking about a long-term lease on one of the buildings. Oklahoma City Economic Development Project Manager Brent Bryant told us that the concept really very clearly fits within the intentions of a TIF district, and that's one of the reasons it went through unanimously.
That's Ted Struley. He's the editor-in-chief of the Journal Record and joins us each Friday for a conversation about business news in Oklahoma. Ted, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Brian.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week for the Business Intelligence Report. You can find links to these stories online at kgou.org, and we're on social media at KGOU News and at Journal Record.